Welcome to the Sage the Intern podcast. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sage the Intern.
And what are we learning about today?
We're learning patience. Okay, patience. Patience is a virtue. That is definitely not taught. It's not taught.
Sage
the
intern.
And it's not taught to the older generation when you need it to.
Sage the intern, I have zero patience. Can I blame it on the fact that I was not taught? Can I do that?
Yes. Yes.
I think that's fair.
But as a societal member, I will shame you.
Go ahead.
I will shame you.
So tell the story here. What is our, how did we have to learn patience today?
Well, I'm trying not to shame myself is what's going on.
Oh, that's the hardest. Patience with yourself, that is the hardest virtue.
It's patience. It was just the whole situation, which I'll tell you in just a second. No. But it was patience with myself. It was patience. Well, there's a couple parts of the story. It was patience with myself. It was patience with my grandparents. It was patience with my dogs, with my cats, with
my
everyone.
Life.
With my life. Everyone just, and the problem, I'm not bipolar, and I know that very well for myself.
I'm not bipolar. I like how you preface this.
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and preface. I don't have any diagnoses specifically, but I have something.
I just know one thing might make me have a bad mood, and the thing is it won't stick. It'll be like 5 minutes. 10 minutes.
Right.
Maybe I just need to walk around the block.
It's a state of being, and we can. It's fine.
Like, so I know I'm not bipolar.
Okay.
Sometimes you just slip into those moods. But man, was it one punch after the other, and I was dying.
And I was done with the world.
Yep. What started? Because after work, no, during work, we were happy.
You're
I was finishing
happy?
My 18 emails that I got when I was out for, I won't say how long, but I was out.
Side note, please donate to patreon.com/FrankieWasHere to the Frankie's podcast network, including Sage the Intern, so that we all can do this full time and maybe learn some patience in a happier environment.
Maybe we should get some therapy.
This is our therapy. This right here it is. This is our therapy bubble.
This is our cheapest therapy bubble.
This is our therapy bubble, and everyone gets to be in it with us. Hello and welcome.
Yeah. So
I love how you prefaced this for me earlier, though, when you said, I try to be a happy person. I just
try to be a happy person.
I do too.
People will be like, you can't. You got to look at the world. Whatever. Glass half empty.
Listen,
no.
Reality is no. Irrelevant. We had that conversation on the first episode. Reality isn't real, so it is therefore irrelevant to me, and I do not need to look at things that are unpleasant. I am allowed to look at the things that make me happy instead. Thank you very much.
And this is where we totally spiraled, but it's fine. Observation is key. Observation is key. So I'm a glass half full person. Because you know what? You should be.
You should be.
You should be as a functioning member of society, because you do need to have the glass half empty people. That's
you
how
need, you
the
need
whole
diversity
thing works.
But
exactly.
I don't need to be the half empty person anymore. I've spent enough of my life being that, and I'm ready to not.
And like we've talked about, it's too exhausting.
It is.
And I'm over it.
I would rather feel good, thank you. I would rather be happy on purpose. I would. I agree.
So I'm trying to be a happy person. My glass is half full because it's too trying to be half empty.
The people
who are half empty are so fine. Whatever. You do you. But as soon as you start talking, start yapping at me, shut up. I don't care about your opinion. Your opinion is invalid. Now, if it's generalized criticism, I will gladly accept it because we all need to accept criticism in our lives and it will actually do us better. But if you're just yapping at me to yap, you deserve a good smack across your face. That's how I feel.
I am with you on this, and this is, I'm so glad I'm not the only person who, like, I so very much. Whoa! Hey, what's up, dog? It's good. I so very much want to be love and light and rainbows and unicorns and butterflies all day, every motherfucking day. Okay? I do. And yes, spiritual happy people can curse. Like, I want to be that. I am with you.
Yep.
But I am also 100% with you that when people want to start pointing out the negative, if you want to start talking about how things are expensive in this world, shut the fuck up and get out of my house. I don't want to hear about it.
You're just like, yapping like the rest of them. Be quiet.
Yes. I don't want to hear anymore about how there's problems. Like, guess what? If all you do is put your attention on the problem, all you're going to get is more problems. Like, I am trying over here to be happy because I would like to manifest happier things for myself. And if you're not doing that, then whatever, go do your thing somewhere else.
Exactly. And we all go through our problems differently. That's how life is.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our lives aren't equal. You know, you hear that 24/7. Well, it's true. And we all know it's true. But then you got to roll with the punches. And you know what? It's okay to complain.
As we're completing.
Complaining is A-okay. Yes. We are not criticizing complaining. We are criticizing when you complain, over-complain. That's what I'm going to say. When you over-complain to the extent of it's exhausting for us to listen to.
But this is what I'm saying. I don't understand, and I'm with you on this, that When you're always, like, if you look at things like, I don't watch the news anymore. I don't engage with politics at all. Because what is the benefit to me in being upset about things I do not personally have the power to change? Right? Like, it's not worth my energy to the negative to be doing that. And I do. Yeah. I just think, like, don't you get tired of wanting to be right and tell people they're and convince other people they're wrong? Like, don't you get exhausted trying to do that?
Yeah. And like, I understand if you are telling someone your opinion. Hey, I don't agree with you on this. This is my opinion. Cool. We're done. Mm-hmm. We're over the conversation. Done.
Right.
But as soon as you're like, you need to listen to me. Shut up. I don't care.
We don't agree. I've never cared. What difference does it make? And
I refuse to agree to disagree with you because you're yapping. Shut up.
We talked about this. It's like the diversity of thought is important, right? Like, we don't all have to agree on things. There's no rule that says there's one right answer to anything. Nobody has one right answer to anything. Like, what is true for you is true for you. And what's true for me is true for me. And if they don't match up, guess what? We don't have to have, no big deal.
Rough is what right? You call that.
Like, first world problems.
Let's start back at my whole, what made me angry in the first place.
Okay, what happened? Tell us what happened, and then I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
and
this is so first world problems. And that's okay if your question doesn't match my issue. That's okay.
It doesn't at all.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta wrap how my day went.
We're doing a debrief session.
A quick debrief about
sage,
the
quick
finishing
sage
part of the
the
day.
Intern debrief.
Debrief.
In the clock out, just before the clock out space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, finishing the 18 emails. Super happy bear. Sage is a super happy bear.
Sage is a happy bear.
Sage is a happy bear. And then all of a sudden, okay, and this is such a me problem. My cat started screaming at me. And because, you know, it hits 5 o'clock, I'm not quite done with work, but, you know, I should finish these emails. So I was finishing emails. And the cats were screaming at me to the point of, like, I felt I was being slurred at.
Boy, you were just, oh
I
my
was,
God. Okay,
I was
listen.
getting all the cuss words and
You
gat
are
language.
getting all of the pet hate, and I am getting so much of that right now, like, because it's wintertime and you're stuck inside and you're working, and they think you are the most boring thing that ever happened to the world, and they're not happy about it.
Well, and they just sleep all day. How are you hungry? How are you hungry? You slept right there. Right
Right
there. And
there,
I have
all
a
day
cat
long.
sleeping off screen on the other perch.
I think there's probably a lot of cat owners out there that would agree and have a lot of sympathy with you that, yeah, how do you need so many calories if you're sleeping 18 hours a day?
Exactly. So, and that didn't, okay, I'm not gonna lie, that didn't start off my bad mood. But I was just like, okay, be quiet, whatever. So I put, and the dogs were outside at the time. They free roam, by the way, people who listen, they free roam. They're gone. And
But you live on
so,
a farm where you're able to do that.
yeah, and they know the
So,
bounds. So
yeah.
we're good. But don't give me hate because I
Yeah, because we're not interested.
don't yap at me.
Actually, you know what? Go ahead and give us hate, and then we will read it on the podcast, and we will be excessively love and light and unicorns to the point that you will want to vomit because that'll be nice for us.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So, neener
Exactly.
neener.
So
Anyway,
we were doing
so
good.
we're doing
We
good.
were cleaning the house. And okay, quick sidetrack. Whenever there's a clutter spot in the house, my house, everything gets bad. The whole, like, I can't clean. I can't clean until that spot is decluttered. But right now, I'm getting new appliances, so I can't. So that spot has to stay decluttered, so nothing in my house has been clean. That just is my mental, that's how it goes.
I get it. You compartmentalize with the adulting chores that you have to dive with you. Yeah, I think we all do that.
My girl ADHD is nuts.
It's listen, I'm with you. It's fine.
So that was crazy. So whatever. That's a mess. Life is a mess. I'm trying to, like, I was getting cleaned up because my appliances come in tomorrow and I get a notification saying to go eat. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I love when my grandparents cook food for me. So we,
Very nice. Thank you. Love it. Get
yeah.
it. Yes. Thank you,
Thank you
universe,
for
for the
supporting this college girl.
it, like, thank you. Yes. Thank you for your support.
So I'm walking over to their house and all of a sudden, to the back of my legs, a dog. A dog. And
Okay.
I, they, their feet are so quiet, so I don't hear them coming.
Well, it's winter and they're on the snow too, so.
Yep. And so they just take me out. Take me
Oh
out.
no.
I'm like, I can't even
Okay.
starfish. Like, my legs are tucked under my body, and I'm just laying like this. Like, Jesus Christ, on the cross.
Okay, so we're just full splayed on the ground.
We're
Dog
full
comes
splayed
in,
on the ground.
takes you out on the legs. Sage the
Yep.
intern is down for the count.
Sage the intern is down for the count. And another
Okay.
problem that I hate is I hate when my dogs lick my face and they're both licking my.
So
Sorry,
they
they're
took
digging
you
for
out
something.
at the knees so that they could lick your face.
So they could lick my face. And they didn't mean to take me out at the
And
knees, but
thank you
that is
so
just what
much.
happened.
We knew, okay. Full disclosure, also a dog owner, but I have a tiny dog, so like that, but I totally understand the sentiment when you're like, I get that you're trying to give me love right now, but really.
Yep. And sometimes those aren't love kisses. Sometimes those are appeasement kisses and they want something else. Get away from me. Sorry. And so I get up, I brush it off. Whatever. That's not going to start my bad mood. Do I have a little bit of a headache? Yeah. But that's okay. So I'm still walking, still happy. And then I get up to the door.
I am imagining like a Sage the intern, like there's a it's a little bit of, it's a meter, right? Your unhappy level is at the bottom where you start, and then you slowly move up, the red line goes up to pissed off, right? Like, no, our
And
baseline is happy.
I was even below the baseline because I just got my eyes fixed. I was just like, still
So
happy.
happy I can see the world.
Happy. That bumped me up to neutral. Neutral, we're okay. We're okay.
Don't
Just
you just
we're
love
just
being at neutral is great.
yeah, we're just hanging in there. Just happy little beans. Walk inside, and I'm like, it's cold out. Let's bring the dogs in. So Richard comes in, because of course Richard comes in, but Chuck was fighting me. He did not want to go inside. Okay. And I was like, I know you have a coat on, but in about 5 seconds after I close this door, you're going to be sitting on the step crying because you want to come inside. Like, I'm not stupid. I know you.
I know how you play this game.
Yep. So I stood there and I called for him, and I didn't have my remote at the time, so I couldn't get him to the door either. And so I finally fake closed the door, opened it quick, and that he was on the step by the time I opened it back up. Like, I would, yeah.
Oh, like, okay, I'm going in, but so not.
Grabbed him by the collar, drug him inside, and he's mad, of course, and I'm mad. Oh, I'm. That bumped me up a little bit higher.
Okay. Sage we're the right intern, here. Happiness to pissed off quotient. We're going to the.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Super, still like super chill, super relaxed.
Not so bad.
Exactly. Not bad. We're just cranky at the dogs. Happens. So
no
I walk inside
deal.
More, take off my coat, take off my shoes, walk. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting down to eat. And I, for the most, I'm not, I'm putting preface in there. My whole family is Norwegian. I'm like 50% Norwegian, whatever. That I don't care.
I don't care.
My grandma is like, it's our Norwegian food. No, I don't want bland food. I want food that tastes good in my mouth. Thank you for making it. I really do appreciate it. I'm not complaining that she's making food. I'm like, I'm just, whatever. So I'm like,
I am with you though. It's
the problem. I have is the not same even kind hot of sauce saved it. That's the problem. Is normally food can be saved, but it was not savable. And
okay.
I like, it tasted fine. It was just so bland. And then she was like, do you want more soy sauce? And I was like, no, I don't need more sodium in my body if it's not gonna do anything.
If it's not gonna, yeah.
It's not gonna taste good on my tongue.
I want flavor. Get me some of that Indian food. Give me some lamb vindaloo.
And she kept calling it ornamental food. No, it's just bland. It's a bland hot dish that you put together. Or it's a
I'm
hot
sorry,
dish or casserole.
She, ornamental food?
Yeah, that's what she called it. I was like, stop. Stop.
No, food is not ornamental. It's sustenance.
Yeah.
Ornamental food.
Yeah, so we're cranked up. I'm still grateful for food. I'm still that
Thank
I don't
you,
have
Grandma.
To cook.
Yes.
Thank you, Grandma. Was
Thank
there.
You. Awesome.
And then as I was about to skedaddle, she was like, oh, will you help me put my grocery order in? I was like, I would love to. So I walk over to the computer.
Was that really your response? I would love nothing more than to help my grandma put her grocery order in.
Yeah, because it should take me like 3 seconds. She already, like, she's very organized. She already has the numbers listed, whatever,
okay,
for what she wants. So I walk into the computer room. Richard is all up in my business. So I was like, whatever, you're gone. That bumps me up one chunk higher.
Get out.
I'm like,
it's
okay. Yep. I'm like, it's okay. Life's good.
But it's okay.
We're on the final steps home. We're going to get back. I'm going to record a podcast. Whatever. Life is good.
Life is going to be great.
And then all of a sudden, she is just the most impatient, irritated person at her computer. And I'm like, stop.
At her computer. Grandma is having technology meltdown time?
Yes. And her computer's so old.
They always are. What is the deal with, like, my grandma is that way too. I get that.
They won't get rid of it. Get rid of it.
Get a new
one. Get rid
of
it. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I know it costs money. Everything in life costs money. And you know that better than anyone else. So stop. Get a new one. It'll make your life
better. Enough. You know.
Exactly. And my grandma just bought an effing tractor. Like, you know things cost money.
Oh, don't you love that with farmers where it, like, yeah, you can buy, you know, $500,000, $1 million equipment and that's normal, but like.
But you can't buy a $2,000 computer, even $1,000. It does not have to be expensive.
You just need a functioning computer. Yeah,
for
laptops
your
are cheap.
Stupid Gmail emails. Okay.
That's all you need.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be, I'm super happy.
Brava. We're happy. Sage
We're happy.
Is a happy bear.
So
we're gonna have to have like a calm down song that we can sing for you.
We might need one. So whatever, we're in this computer thing. I'm logging her in, and then I realize we don't have a password written down, and they write down every single password. So that means we didn't even create a password. That's how, like, which is weird, because normally they have you create a password.
So now your Sage the intern technical assistance to the grandparents is extended. Listen, we're not trying to be shitty towards older generations.
No.
I have been in that too, where I'm trying to help my grandpa with stuff and tell him over the phone how to do this or that.
The problem is they're irritated at their computer that it comes off at me. Like it bounces. It's pinging.
And so that's what happens, isn't it? Because when you have that irritated energy, it's like a pinball machine. It's just going to bounce around and hit everybody and everything.
Yes. Yeah, so she's irritated at her computer. And so but it's hitting her computer and coming at me. And so I'm still super nice. I'm like, okay, you go here, here, here. And I'm literally finger on screen, like click this, scroll down, click that. And it took us 10 minutes to just sign in. Just did not need to take that long. And I know she has the password written down somewhere, but I think it's in my grandpa's book and not her book. I digress.
Keep your passwords wherever you want. I know you're not supposed to write them down, but like, whatever.
Whatever. Well, and they aren't in her device. They're like written down, piece of paper written down. And like, thick booklet. So we're happy. Well, so Sage is irritated. Like, this is full height irritation. We're at 50%.
At 50%,
I don't get snippy. It's when we hit 75% that I get snippy.
Okay. So it takes a lot before we're so far away from our happiness quotient baseline.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting irritated, but I'm trying not to be. And she is just so irritated at the fact that she couldn't figure this out and blah, 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 blah. I was over it. I was like, Grandma, stop. Stop talking. I was like, click here, check out.
We're done.
Yeah. And she was like, checking out. And I was like, oh, pause. Let me look at something. Because I was trying to get her a better deal. Like, even if I'm irritated at her.
Even if I'm irritated, I still want to try to help you out.
Gotta save that money. And so finally, I checked out. And something had popped up that said, whoa, that's so easy, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, it wasn't easy. And I looked at her and I was like, well, it wasn't easy for you, but it was easy for me if you would have let me do it. And she's like, well, I got to know for the next time. And I was like, if you let that link sit there for 10 minutes, it expires. Every link expires, that if it's one of those sign-in links or reset password links. They always expire because your stuff will get hacked. So stop. Stop.
Just stop. I'm trying to help you. That was easy. No, it wasn't. Okay, but this is what we're talking about though, right? When those things, this is the thing that I have learned, that's we've learned and been conditioned to do that, where it's like, here's a happy, it was easy thing, and you want to just spew your complaint and anger and no, it wasn't at it. And it's like, that is, you're
but
not
it was
helping.
In concept. It was in concept. I'm sorry that you couldn't understand that.
Like, no, it was easy and it can be easy and everything is supposed to be easy.
But you made it hard.
Right.
You made it hard. And I wouldn't be irritated if it was like you made it hard because you didn't understand. Because we all do that. Everyone goes through that. And that's just how it goes when you're doing new stuff, whatever.
Right.
Oh. And then
Don't make things harder for yourself than they need to be.
Exactly. And the walk. So I'm like 75%. I'm getting mad. But I'm not too mad. I'm just chilling. Chilling a little bit worse than I was. So I'm getting
I love your self-talk, how you're like, you're 75% to the super pissed off, but it's okay. Everything.
But it's okay.
I'm very like that. Because we are learning, aren't we? Like we talked about today. We're learning.
Self-soothing.
Doesn't matter
positivity.
It's right. It's not even positivity. It really is soothing. It really is like, it's okay. Everything's fine. Like, it really is self-soothing before you can get to the positivity, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm with you.
You just got to settle down. And we were halfway on the walk back. And I'm not going to lie. The walk is like half a block. It's not very long. It's right. I go into, yeah, whatever. So we're, I'm happy, and all of a sudden, I shouldn't be mad at this, but this does irritate me. My big dog, Richard, I love him. He
big stupid dogs, we love him.
Oh, big stupid dogs. And the best part is he doesn't drool. That's what I love about him.
That's nice.
But they were running, and all of a sudden, Chuck, my small dog, he's a herder, though. That's important. He jumps over a snowbank, and Richard takes him out. Like, it is a collision.
Like, mid-air.
You heard it. You heard that collision. That's how bad it was.
So this is, like, football movie, The Replacements. Like,
this is, like, football helmets clash, but it's our skulls.
Great. Okay.
And now
we know where the big dumb dog comes from.
Yeah, and the problem is he's not even dumb. And that one, he just acts dumb when he wants to get away with stuff. And I don't let it work because he's smarter than that. That just 100% super pissed off. I go over. Well, I can't even go over because Chuck, I love him. He's a herder dog, so he bites the back legs or the front legs when he wants Richard to do something.
Okay.
But that didn't happen before this. Like, we were walking home and they were apart from each other on opposite sides of me.
And so these are basically. So this is essentially Sage the intern has sibling. Yeah. Is this like these are your kids and they're having a stupid sibling fight?
Yep. And before I could even go over to Richard to grab him, Chuck is like biting at his legs because Chuck's pissed. Of course, Chuck would be pissed.
Because what are you smashing into me for? I love exactly. This. It is. It's like you have two little boys that are just wrestling for no reason and destroying things.
Yeah. And so I grab Richard by the collar and I walk him home. We walked home and I made... Because I know Chuck well enough that I know if I have Richard by the collar and Richard tries to fight me, Chuck will bite Richard's legs because he hates when Richard and I play fight and probably okay. Rib fight. So I was like, Chuck, go. But Chuck, again, is a herder, so he stands behind me.
And he's just like, okay, let's go. I'll get you home.
Exactly. So at one point, I turn around and he's like a centimeter from Richard because he's still mad that he got his body slammed against the floor. And so I give him the tone again, but I don't have, people are going to call me unethical, but like I shock them to correct them because you know what? I've tried those bitches on everything. If you think you can handle a German Shepherd Husky mix, be my guest. With a proper collar on and that doesn't work, be my guest. And I use it as a tool. I don't use it inhumane. But I didn't have that with me. And even it's come to the point of just like holding it up. They know better.
Mm-hmm.
They know better. And it doesn't happen very good. But I didn't have it with me. So I let go of Richard so he can defend himself at this point. Because now it's just they're being torturous on each other. And they do.
Okay, but when you have big dogs, like I have. So I've always had mostly little dogs, right? Like, mm-hmm. But even when little dogs fight and get on each other, like it's scary as shit. So like when you have big dogs that like get into it with each other and fight, like it's scary.
I know the signs now. I've had them for a year and a half, I think.
They're so, still toddlers.
Oh yeah, they're one. They have no idea.
Yeah.
So I know the signs of like when it goes too far.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those signs is when if they're on their back legs at their faces at each other,
like full on bear fight, like
oh yeah, yeah.
That's I would there, be losing my mind, by the way, because I would just be freaking out about oh my god, one of them's gonna kill the other one. I can't deal with that. Yeah.
So at the beginning it was scary, but now I've watched them long enough where Richard is, even though he's a husky, he's pretty quiet. He's not a.
Oh yeah, they're usually vocal. Yeah.
Yep. So if he's growling or if he is mad, we have a problem.
Then
we have to go figure it out. Mm-hmm. So, and Chuck, he's just a little bit smaller than Richard, where he has to jump to bite Richard's ears and his face. So he was doing that, and he's biting his back legs. Well, then Richard flips around and gives his full growl and his full like back off warning. And Chuck is pretty good about backing off because we've both corrected him. We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're learning.
Yeah. So he gets corrected by Richard. And so he backed off for 1 second. But normally when that happens, he comes and checks in with me because he has to. Like, we've trained that into him.
Okay. And see, maybe we need to talk to some, like, dog whisperer people.
So he turns around, we make eye contact, and I got to the point of, like, he comes and touches my hand. That's the rule. But he turned around.
That trained.
Yep, I've put a lot of time and effort. I've only had Richard professionally trained, but Chuck, the problem is I moved before I could do Chuck. And I could find him where I'm at, but it's just not worth it at the moment.
Well, if you got him that trained at this point for yourself, I mean,
I know. that's the thing I'm running into is
my dog is not trained whatsoever. She will, when I'm eating lunch, will sit and bark very aggressively in my face that she wants food. My dog is not trained.
Nope. I know you aren't supposed to use you aren't supposed to use kennels for punishment, but that would be a kennel moment because if you can't behave around food, then you don't get to be around food at all. Human food.
See, and
that's my role.
I don't have the heart to do that.
That's okay.
No, it's because I'm such a sucker. And I get like so annoyed with her, right? But then I'm like, but I'm the one who does it.
It's really my fault.
It is.
And the thing
and
is,
I know it.
Richard is big enough where his head can be on the table and like he'll sit and watch you eat if I would let him,
okay,
but I don't let him.
Okay, but like that too though. Like when you have a dog that big, you do have to train them.
But you know my problem? Aggressive. My problem is Chuck, because Chuck is sneaky enough where he'll jump up, grab a bun, because this has happened to me and that's why I know this. He'll grab a bun and he'll go and eat it somewhere. And then a family member will tell me later and I'm like, "You didn't tell me in the moment?" I'm so mad at you, but that's a later problem.
Like, I have to correct that behavior immediately or they have no idea what's happening.
Yep. And so, of course, the next time I was watching and corrected him. Where were we? Chuck, Richard.
We're fighting.
Chuck was corrected but didn't take it. Ooh, 110. That made me so mad because I've trained that into them. And I couldn't tell if it was just they're hungry, what they wanted something, what. But then Richard or Chuck tried to go back at Richard, and my angry mom trainer voice came out, and Chuck was immediately at my side, at my heel. And I didn't even, like, I just say his name.
Like, I'm so sorry, mama.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I had that happen with Lucy once in North Carolina. She, like, got off the porch like she was going to go after a stray cat into the woods. And
absolutely not.
I screamed bloody murder, like just screamed her name. Oh, there you go.
Did you just see my dog jump over the couch? He cleared it.
I did. I just saw that happen. And your cat up there being like, the fuck is that?
Well, the problem is my black cat likes to pick on Richard. They aren't nice to each other. Well, they are nice to each other, but they pick on each other. So
I love it. But that's happened to me too. I know what you're talking about when like your freak out voice comes out and like they're like, oh shit, she's serious. And that happened too. Like I screamed at Lucy and she like stopped where she was and like,
because she's never heard that for you.
Rolled on her back on the ground, belly up, was like, oh shit, sorry.
Mom's pissed.
Right. And like, so, and I like, and I was like, not even thinking. I had four other dogs. Like we had five dogs at the time. And I like, open the gate to go off the porch and get her. The other dogs were so scared.
Didn't move.
They were like, oh, mom's serious this time. Oh, fuck. Like everybody was like, oh, and I picked her up and I got back out of the porch and I shut the gate and I was like, we do not go out, because the stray cats were going like into, like, if she'd have gone into those woods, I'd have never found her.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And I'm like, we are not playing that game.
No. Nope. That's why I have GPS collars on them. Because if they were to get in the girl,
smart.
And the GPS collars saved my life when it was so foggy here, and they got lost. They couldn't get themselves home.
Because you can't see. Yeah.
Yep. Because they couldn't see. And luckily I was tracking them. So they went to they followed the creek to the road and came back at me. But then they knew as soon as I opened the door, they went right to their kennels.
They're
because
mom is super upset. We better go.
Yep. And they also know that, not that I would do anything, but they also know that that's their safe spot. So the no cats can go in there. No dog. Yeah. The dogs have their own one.
Timeout space.
Yep. It's timeout / bed space. And
well, but I mean, it's like, that's not what they call it. I mean, what would you call it?
Safe space.
Yeah, like calm down space or something. I don't know. I think, you know, like this is where you go to like chill for a second.
Yeah. And so, and I didn't even go to close their kennel door. I just grabbed their food things, made their food. Okay, this is another off-topic thing. I should be okay with Richard's weight. The problem is, thank you, TikTok, for informing me. But it's supposed to be like, if you're in a fist, and if you rub your fingers over the knuckles, and you can feel the knuckles, and you feel their ribs in there like that, they aren't supposed to be. That means your dog is too underweight.
Okay.
And I do that to Richard, and I feel his ribs like that. But the amount of food I feed him is ridiculous. Like, that is what my monthly paycheck for.
How big a dog is this?
He is a 75 pound.
Can I tell you something fun?
Yeah, lay it on me.
So my dad and stepmom, once upon a time, found, so they're like me, they're suckers for dogs that get their strays and rescues, and like I rescued some dogs in North Carolina that I found in the forest that someone had dumped, you know.
And that's like, that's a different thing.
Oh, that I'm not happy about that. Like, obviously, like someone who was like breeding pit bull type dogs and just dumped these dogs. Yeah.
Awful.
And but where were we? Okay, I just got lost for my dad and my stepmom.
Yeah.
Someone had found this tiny little dog in a dumpster. Someone had left this dog. Teeny tiny dog. And of course, my dad and stepmom hear about it and, you know,
go super for sad. It.
So they go take him in. They don't know what kind of dog breed it is, but the vet's like, well, it'll probably stay like, they won't get much bigger than that. That's what they assume. Rufus turned out to be a 200 pound dog. Was, I swear to God, like, they couldn't figure out the breed, but like the closest my dad could find was a breed of dogs bred in the Middle East to pull carts. Like, this was a huge dog. I swear I could fit my whole head in his mouth and he would let me. Like, that was, he was big and dumb and would jump on you, but like the gentlest dog and like just excited, like was a puppy all the time. But it's like, dude, you can't do that You can't do that.
Like, yeah. Well, and what makes me giggle is people look at Richard and they go, he's a big dog, and I'm like, have you seen dogs? Like, have you seen other dogs? But
I
digress. But so I think he's too skinny and all of my money goes into him most of the time.
So again, please and thank you. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/FrankieWasHere. And
feed my animals.
Feed Sage's animals so that Sage can be a happier bear.
Yeah.
Exactly. Can I ask you my weird question that I wanted to ask you that has nothing to do with any of this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm done with this story. Oh, I took a walk around the house and I was over it. So we're good.
And we brought our meter back.
Yep. Meter immediately went to neutral. Okay. After I took the walk around the house and had a sip of matcha, and we were good.
Oh, I love matcha.
Me too.
Matcha's so good.
I make it so
let's
good.
Let's try to get Sage the intern up to a happier quotient. Are you one of those weird people who gets like grossed out by people brushing their hair?
No. Okay.
I don't either, and I'm someone that like I have to brush my hair a lot because if it gets snarly, it makes me crazy. And like, so like, I'm one of those, like, I have a little tiny hairbrush in like my backpack that so that like I can brush my hair because it freaks me out. Like, I have to be able to brush my hair. It's probably some kind of compulsive. I don't know what.
Probably.
But my sister, like, she doesn't want me to use her hairbrush. She doesn't like it if I have to brush my hair at her place. Like, she gets weird about it. And this is not the only person I've ever heard that is like, ew, that's so gross. Like, I think I heard someone telling a story about somebody was brushing their hair on an airplane and they thought it was gross. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've probably, like, I would have done that if I felt. I don't get it. Well, I don't understand. Okay. Why
the airplane one is interesting. Because if it was like a full brush like that, then I'd be a little weirded out. But if it was like a small hand brush, I wouldn't care. Because I also have that problem. Like, 1 second after it's brushed, snarls.
And I need to brush it because it drives me nuts. Why, if it's a full hairbrush, is it? I don't understand why it's upsetting to people is the thing. This is what, well, I'm confused. Like, why do you care if some, like, what's gross about somebody brushing their hair?
Okay.
If you're like pulling out a whole bunch of hair and like leaving big hair chunks somewhere or something, like, yeah, that'd be gross. But like,
hair doesn't bother me. The skin does. So dandruff, but more like flakes of skin scalp. Okay. That makes me weirded out. And that's only if it's like you're raining skin scalps. Skin.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's one of those like
ball skin.
Maybe I'm weird and maybe I'm the weird one because not weirded out. Maybe I'm strange.
Brushing your hair shouldn't weird you out. It doesn't weird me out. I don't care. I grew up, well, how many sisters did you have?
Yeah, okay, so my younger siblings are, like, significantly younger than me. Like, I was 18 yeah. when my youngest sister was born. So, like, significant gap. But, yeah. I mean, my younger sister is only 4 years younger than me. We grew up together. And it's, so it's not, you know, and she, I don't know. It's a strange thing that I don't understand. But some people are weirded out and grossed out by it. So there's
It's interesting.
I don't know whether that helps you to get to your happiness quotient by distracting you from thinking about annoying things.
Well, I could understand if it's like lice. Like that would transfer super easy.
That actually makes sense. My sister has like a big phobia about bed bugs.
Oh, I bet she has a phobia of lice too.
Okay. No, that makes sense. That like it's more of a like.
It's more paranoid. Of a lice thing.
Yeah.
I would say. I would genuinely
say. But also
say.
Like.
It's like a germaphobe, but for hair. What do you call that?
It's a hairophobe. I don't know. We can make up words if we want to. It's our podcast.
Exactly.
We can do what we want.
We're cool like that.
We can do it if we wanna. Okay. Listen here, bestie pop.
Okay. Bestie pop.
Bestie What's pop. Up? It's time for us to talk about the things that make us happy. Like let's we're reprogramming our brains to look at all the happy things. And everybody else, this should be what we're doing for Sage the intern. We are subconscious programming happy things. What do you got for me?
List of things.
Let's roll. What do you got?
So as everyone has heard, I'm getting new appliances.
Which is
one of those two new appliances. One is a Range, which if you don't know, is like a stove top, but it's only the top. It's not the oven part.
Okay.
Because I have a wall oven. Okay, this house, my great-grandpa built it. Let me just give you a rundown of this house really fast. Great-grandpa built it 1960-something. 1968, I think, is when it was finished.
Is that, like, wild to you a little bit? My grandparents have... There's, like, three houses in Salem, South Dakota that my grandparents built. And does that not, like...
What's wild to me... is that the flooring, my grandma never changed out the carpet. And my tile probably has asbestos under it.
Oh, that's a scary kind of thought a little bit. Okay, but like.
Yeah, so I have to get it sealed. But this carpet has never been changed. That's gross. And I just, when I moved in, I moved to the couch. Orange. So this carpet is orange that I'm on right now.
Originally
bright orange, and now I can see what color it is because it was under the couch the whole time, but everywhere else it's yellow.
Does it look like a yarn rug? Because I'm pretty sure my grandma had exactly that carpeting in her house that she had forever.
I would call it a yarn rug. Yeah,
like I know exactly what that carpeting is. Isn't that like Okay, that kind of blows my mind a little bit to think about. Like, only
and
two generations above us, people were building their own houses to live in instead of buying
and
them or having apartments. And look at where we are now.
This shit is concrete. Like, he concreted everything. So it's like the sturdiest house
yeah,
ever.
Like the houses they built were like, you know, they were built well. And like now
they're built
like
shit.
I can't fix stuff in my house. I gotta call somebody to fix stuff in my, like, isn't that
I'm learning how to fix. I have I have a little self guide that I'm creating for myself.
Because Sage the intern does a lot of self learning. Yes.
Yeah, because you have DIY. To if you want to take care of things.
Okay,
recently,
but we also need to talk about that though. The hyper independence element of like you have to learn all the things to take. Hey,
shut your mouth.
Don't you attack me. Don't attack my hyper.
I'm trying to be in a happy place.
I'm trying to be happy.
I'm trying to be happy. Why'd you bring that up?
Why would you bring it up? You're right. Okay, you're right. We're reprogramming.
We'll go into the hyper independence, but just a second. I got to tell you all the happy things about this house.
No, we're going to focus on the happy because we're reprogramming to look at the happy. We're happy.
I don't need to reprogram. I'm already there.
I'm already there. Already so good at accepting help. We don't have to do everything ourselves because we fully feel safe in our universe, regardless of circumstances. And we are just going to be ecstatic about life because we choose to. Okay.
Exactly.
Happy things, Sage the intern.
Go. Happy things. I'm ready to rip out this carpet. What I was getting to.
Get a new carpet.
Yep, I'm ready. Not even carpet. I'm going to put in, you know, that vinyl flooring that just kind of snaps together. We're going to get some of that. I'm getting appliances and I have everything to make sourdough bread. I'm so excited.
That's right. You're going to make, okay.
And everyone's going to get bread. I'm going to hand it out like a candy. You get bread. You get bread. You get bread.
That's great.
I'm going to look up for discard recipes because when you feed it, you have to discard some.
I know sourdough bread is like a weird, you got to keep yeast in a jar. It's like.
You got to have your sourdough starter.
It's almost kind of like beer brewing. You got to get, you know, it's kind of the same.
That's where the sour comes from.
Right. Yeah.
But I have everything for that. And so I'm so excited for that.
Sage the intern starting her own line of artisan sourdough bread.
And I've been always a cooker, a baker, because my mom is a cooker or baker, and my dad's a cooker. So my dad cooks the meals, but my mom makes really good cookies.
Oh, see, I'm good at cooking, and my sister is the one that's like the baker. Like, I don't like red velvet cupcakes, but my sister makes awesome. Like, even her red velvet cupcakes are so good. It's amazing.
I don't like red velvet either.
I don't either. But her red velvet cupcakes, I will eat.
I don't like chocolate. Does that make me freak?
No, that makes you like me. I am not. I don't like chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate cupcakes. I'm not super big on like chocolate candies in general. Like every now and then I get a hankering for like, I like s'mores, but that's more about how I'd like to be outside.
I want like chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk. But like, I am not huge on chocolate either. So no, you are not. You are not weird. I have had a number of people, though, be like, are you from this planet? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe not.
Like chocolate cake? I don't like it. Chocolate cupcakes? I don't like it.
No, I'm out. Not even really all that jazzed about brownies.
Oh, really?
No.
I
have to be in a mood.
If I make them my way.
Then
they're
good. Okay.
Because I made them my way, of course.
Well, there's another happy thing, making things your way.
I wish I could show you my dog. I'm going to take a picture of him. He looks funny.
No, Bestie Pop. We got to also start. So we need to start a line of lollipops called Bestie Pops. And remember, they're going to be, we're going to have regular flavors.
Can you see him? No, let me turn down the brightness. Oh, hello. We're going to go lower.
What are you doing? You're so silly.
What happened? I just wanted to show you Chuck.
You young people.
That doesn't work either. What the hell?
You gotta send it just
whatever.
You're
just
kind
gonna
of
get a
like,
picture.
he looks actually kind of like one of the dogs I rescued in North Carolina that's with my ex now. My ex kept the two that I rescued that were out in the woods.
He's my red and blue healer that turned white.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know what kind of dogs they were. It was one of those things, again, where, like, they're mutts that somebody dumped. But, like, had the eye thing where it's, like, one blue eye and one kind of, like,
Heterochromia? That's what Richard has.
Yeah, where it's, like, different, yeah.
Brown and
I,
blue.
yeah, I love that, the brown and blue, yeah. I think that's fun.
I love it.
Okay.
Happiness.
I think.
What's your happy list?
Happiness, happy list. Well, I was going to start talking about dreams, but that would be going into like a
We'll
whole other
get to that.
podcast. We need to get to
Oh.
that because that made me think of a dream I had where I was talking to a woman with short, like hair, short red hair who had one green eye and one blue.
Okay.
And I think we've talked about this where like, I think it's my sister who said that like, supposedly science or whatever says that you can't make up faces. So you can't dream about people that you haven't seen. Like you can't make up faces.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I'm like, but I have frequently dreamed about people that I have never met. And like that was
Well,
one of them.
does that include like face style? Because I've never seen a person, a real living person that has like one of those super chiseled jaws. But I have seen like Squidward have that.
Like and dreamed about it. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm because like I imagine like I have like celebrities that I've seen in my dreams and stuff like that too. But like people that you haven't met or seen, like you can't make up faces, they say. And I'm like, I talk to a lot of people in my dreams who are not people that I have ever known in waking life. So I don't know.
What do you
What?
think if there are people that have gone missing? Souls that have gone missing.
Like
And
they're
since you're
missing people coming to talk to me?
yeah, and since you're hyper, I don't want to say hyper aware, but I'm going to say hyper aware. And since you're hyper aware of kind of the fact that you're dreaming,
I'm a very, very
you,
vivid dreamer. This is true. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they know they can connect with you.
That's interesting. Oh,
Yeah.
that's fun. Oh, I want to play with that now. How do I? How do I?
I
how
don't
do
know.
I?
Good luck.
How do I know? How do I lucid dream play with that? Be in my dreams and be like, okay, dead people who are missing, come and talk to me. That how awesome, amazing, fun would that be if I like could in my
Yeah.
dreams connect to like missing people and like solve cold cases in my dreams because these people come like talk to me and tell me like what happened.
Yeah.
Would that be, man,
That'd be so fun.
how do I psychically get that rolling? Oh my God, I'm gonna
What's
have to
that
like
1 2010 show about that? I gotta Google it. My face is gonna light up like a balloon because I'm gonna hit Google.
Okay, but like where this is it, there was a show where that was happening, or
It's
this
called
was,
Whisper.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
This is a fictional show. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to figure out how to do the reality show version of it where I solve cases in my dreams. How do I roll with that? Who are these people that are talking to me? That's actually really interesting. That's kind of fun.
Is it the Dead Files? No, it's not that show. This sucks. I swear it was like in the 2010s.
It was a fictional show about someone who was solving crimes in their dreams, or like people were coming to them in their dreams.
No, it wasn't dreams. Like it'd be every day.
What?
It'd be
Oh,
an
like it's
everyday
like a
occurrence.
just
Like she could see
straight
them.
ghosts were coming up to her, and I think okay, yeah. And so she's talking to ghosts.
Souls that should have passed, is what I should
okay.
say.
Ghosts or what? Is that a politically correct thing? Is ghosts and not politically correct term anymore? Are we in that world now where you have like
Souls.
souls who have not crossed over, like they have a particular label that they prefer? Thank you.
Were you on the Game of Thrones hype?
I watched the entirety of Game of Thrones. I listened to the book series. I don't, it's part of the reason that I am not interested in drama in anything anymore. I'm like, I don't need to get that emotionally invested in shit that gets fucked up.
You know what, one of my favorite things is, sorry, I'm scrolling through shows and these are just pinging off my head. I really like Hannibal. It's a show that came out in 2013.
I was gonna say that was
mainly older. Hannibal, really hot. He could eat my body parts. I'd let him.
You go ahead.
I'll sign off on that one.
Are we gonna jump into that for a hot second? I did one of the calls I had earlier tonight was this sort of human interest piece kind of thing for this article in a magazine for a group that I'm in, a women in business kind of support group or whatever. And one of the questions that they asked was what's your family status? And I was I'm single, but if you know any hot, available, I would made some Let silly stupid joke or whatever. But I just, the things that don't that I don't want to look at, can we not have to sit here and point out that I am single, please? Can we we're over here trying to manifest some good shit for ourselves. Don't point reality out to me. I don't want to deal with it.
I don't want to deal with it and I don't care.
No, I'm with you 100%. We do need to have a podcast episode, though. I think that's our next one. We need to talk about dreams because that is really interesting and fun to me because I am a really vivid dreamer. And I've told you about, my dad is in my dreams all the time. My dad passed away 4 years ago. Yeah, 4 years ago now. And I do see him in my dreams a lot. And I've told you so whenever in my dreams, whenever I go to hug him goodbye is usually when I realize I'm dreaming because I remember, oh, he died. And it snaps me out of it. And I jar myself awake before I can because I want to go lucid in the dream and talk to him. Right. Recognize oh, I'm dreaming and here he is. I could talk to him. I want to go lucid and be able to do that. And recently I had a dream that he was in where I was trying to go give him a hug goodbye. And he was running away from me in my dream and wouldn't let me, he wouldn't let me give him a hug. And I was like, what are you doing? Why are you running away? And he's like, I can't right now. I'm arm wrestling. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? You're arm wrestling? That's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. But I think he was in my dreams trying to give me time to recognize that I was dreaming before I hugged him. He was trying to give me time to figure it out and go lucid.
And, yeah.
Which is, I'm sure, probably crazy talk to a lot of people, but I don't care. I want to go lucid in my dreams and talk to my dad. What?
Who is it? I'm losing my mind because I'm trying to find who this actor is. And I just, oh my gosh.
For this show, are you still trying to look up this show?
Yes.
Sage the Intern.
Sleuthing normally takes me 20 seconds.
Sage the Intern. No, Sage the Intern. Back it up. Back it up. Let it go. Let it go. We're going to go back down to the neutral on the happiness meter. Our happiness quotient meter, go back to neutral and you'll find it later. It's one of those things that'll pop into your head when you're in the shower. You'll be getting ready for bed and you'll be like, oh, it's that person.
No, because I'm so bad. I don't know actors' names.
I don't know names, but I know faces really well. I'm really good at I could tell you what else that person was in. One time I was watching an episode of Doctor Who.
I did it.
Who is it?
Please don't hate me.
Why?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh my god, but she was
I can see her face. I don't know names.
No,
it's called Ghost Whisperer.
I was pretty sure. I think I know that show, and I kind of thought that that's who it was too. But
beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
I love it.
Now that we're off the topic, it doesn't matter, but...
It doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm going to figure out how to solve cold cases in my dreams. So, openly invite any and all ghosty people to talk to me in my dreams, especially if you know like winning lottery numbers, or if you do happen to have a lovely, wonderful single man available for me who wants to come in and, you know, help support my dreams and all that kind of good stuff.
Hey, I could do that for you.
I could do that for you. I will help you solve your cold case if you will, like, throw me a bone here, you know. Hop on into my dreams. Give me some info. Give me some intel. Where do I need to tell them to send the dogs? Where do we need to dig to find your bones? Well, weird. How weird would that be, right? Like, if I would get, like, a GPS location, like, bloop drop or something like that in my dream, and, like, there's a dead body there. I would probably get, like, it would probably be, like, an investigation situation. They're not going to investigate 215 bodies behind a prison, but I would probably get investigated.
Oh, but don't worry. They'll investigate you
for having a dream about a location and, like, you know, divining a cold case. Yeah, for sure.
Don't worry. They can do that.
I know. No, but we're talking about happy things.
Happy things. I'm going to bring up a sad thing. There's a new... Not sad for us. We're just spilling our tea.
It's a learning process, this happiness thing, Sage the intern. That's what we're doing here.
Hey, I'm happy. I don't want to be part of the drama. I'll spill your drama.
We are interns in this human experience, and we are learning how to be happy. What do you got?
Exactly. Okay, so this lady.
Okay.
In New York, I believe Manhattan area.
Okay.
The DA of this area, or maybe it's all of New York, I don't know, is called Caroline. I can't say the last name because I don't remember. Anyway, she has pulled some shady shit. She has done, Caroline has.
Okay.
And she...
Caroline in the city.
That was Caroline in the city that is a DA, which is should be a very respectable position. But this...
Okay, but we know how adults are, so... And, you know, we're all human beings. We have these expectations of people in certain positions, and it's like, nope, they're humans.
Exactly. The thing is, though, when you do illegal stuff, you should get taken out. So she did what she did to this lady. So first things first. Her ex-boyfriend stalked her. And you know what? As in United States, we need to have a better thing.
Her
ex was stalking her.
Okay.
Somehow that all winded up to her getting arrested and her mugshot going out or getting taken, and she was put in jail.
Some lady whose boyfriend
was stalking her. And I don't know the situation behind it. This is just like quick details.
Okay.
And she...
News from Sage the intern is quick, not especially quick detailed. Quick news.
Yeah,
quick skimming of the things that we gleaned from the news.
Exactly. So she's pissed. She gets let out of jail. And she's pissed. She gets let out of jail. And she's supposed to get her phone. She's supposed to get all of her stuff back.
Right.
Well, the DA pulls out something that says, you can't have your stuff back. Or you can't have your phone back. You can have everything else. So she's like, fine, whatever. Gives everything else back.
And they keep her phone and get into her phone to look at what?
Nothing. Because there should be nothing there. And what they claim is a call of harassment on him. It was a missed call. It was a cancel call. So that means there was no pickup on the other end. Because his number is probably blocked. That is why this call didn't go through at all. So she shouldn't have gotten in trouble for that. But claiming all these things, she has an alibi.
She has an alibi
from a camera. But the restaurant that claimed they had the camera showed it to her. And then they showed it to the police, but then they lost it all of a sudden.
Well, they do that a lot, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And, I'm just so pissed thinking about it for her. And then
that's
her mugshot is supposed to be private. And if you show people, it's illegal. The DA showed it to her ex-boyfriend. He took a picture from her computer and was like sending it around. Illegal, illegal.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Awful.
That's like on TikTok, I saw something about, see, we shouldn't focus on these things, but I did see
I know,
thing.
We spiraled. It's so good.
We did. But like, there's this whistleblower chick. I don't know where she's from. I think in Florida or something. She was like whistleblower for, I don't know what exactly, something with like, again, law enforcement or something. And because she's a whistleblower, she's protected, but her family isn't. And like her 13-year-old son, they arrested her 13-year-old son for something like ridiculous, like harassment or something with authority figures because of like Snapchats he sent that had like gifts with guns or something, like something ridiculous, like 13-year-old boy shit that like they're going after him to get at her because he's not protected.
But other people will say, oh, they're just boys. Oh, get wrecked.
No, get this is because she's wrecked. A whistleblower and like, well, they're going after her kin. And,
but I'm saying for any other boy, they'd say, oh, he's just a boy. It's just boy things.
Oh, 100%.
Get wrecked.
But in this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But they're taking like charges or whatever. And he was arrested. And like all
and
this
how
shit.
They even get the Snapchat. Why are you even looking? Why are you even looking?
Right. Well,
what's
exactly.
The warrant? Because
right.
I know. Oh, maybe I don't know. I thought you had to have a warrant for phones.
Well, that's what I thought when you said that they kept her phone with that. Like, don't they have to have...
They were supposed to release it within a certain amount of days and they didn't. And they're still holding it.
Like...
That's the problem.
How do you keep someone's property like that? And that...
They can't. They aren't supposed to.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They aren't supposed to. But...
Yeah.
But
and so
here
anyway,
we are.
She's suing the DA, I believe.
Well, good for
back.
Her. I hope she wins. And we'll be super happy. We'll be happy.
There's no way she doesn't. If it's how it's, if the facts
listen,
are how she stated
this
them,
this is how we're
going
to do it, Sage the intern. We're going to just manifest it to be like, we're going to be so happy that both of those cases are in favor of the right things, of people being treated correctly and being protected by the law, and we are going to live in a happy little utopia where that has already happened. Thank you very much.
We're happy already.
We're happy,
we're happy
already. And that's
we
how the happy
thing. Happiness for other people.
That's what we do.
I hope she wins so much money.
Subscribe,
fuck these people.
Like, subscribe to our Patreon and we'll send happy thoughts out into the universe for you.
Oh, yeah. We'll donate to her fund.
We will energetically donate to your prosperity and just wonderful things happening because we're happy.
We're happy.
We're happy bears on Sage the Intern.
Can I bring up another case that I just want to touch on before we close?
Okay, one more. I
one
love
more.
How we like have like
we're happy.
This
but
is
one
this
more
is,
case.
This is the news. This is the news.
This one isn't the news. This one has been out for a long time.
Okay.
Have you heard about the case of the lady suing McDonald's for their scalding hot coffee? What's your opinion on
it? Yeah, that was forever ago.
I know. What's your opinion on it? It's really important. It's not really important, but it's
honestly,
important.
Here's my thing. Considering how bad the medically things went, I'm like, you gotta just pay for that. Like I understand. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that you're shitty corporation, whatever. But like, listen, you can afford to help her out with the medical bills, and that is a difficult situation. Like, you gotta fix that. Like, just be humans and be like, wow, fuck, shit, yeah, we'll help you out with that because that's
our
messed up.
Coffee was too hot.
Well,
and
like,
for all the people,
of
all the people who say,
for all the people like. When you get your private parts damaged like that to the point that you need medical surgery to have it corrected, like, you got to pay to fix that. Just be humans and pay to fix it. Like, I think that's something where they should have just been like, yeah, no, we'll totally pay to fix it. Well, that's our bad.
Well, they had to anyways, because I lost.
Well, no, they, I just feel like, why should you have to sue over things like that?
Yeah.
Like, just be a human being and like, no, that's bad. Yeah. And we're a big corporation that can afford to help you with the medical bills on that, so we will.
Yeah.
What's hard about that? Why is that difficult? And it could have just ended there and not even had to have been in the news.
Yeah.
You
And
know, it wouldn't have had to
it
be
could
a
have been
thing at
that. They
all
could have
if you would have
settled.
just let it be.
Yeah. And they could have not paid as much money as they did. Like, they could have been better. Let's just talk
Just
about better.
right, like just do better. People, come on, we can do better. Just be humans. You know what? Here's a happy thing. Let's end on some happy things. Let me tell you this. My neighbors, who are a cute little old retired couple, I don't want to say old, but like cute little retired
But they're
couple.
old. It's not fine. Say it out loud.
I'm not
Different
great,
people do
right?
that.
Like I'm not trying to, you know,
We all get old,
we all
okay?
get old. It's not a bad thing. Like, be glad you're
Exactly.
still sticking around. Good for you. But like, Dave, super sweet, comes over
Dang.
and like brings his snowblower over to help me clear out my driveway. Like, I've been shoveling my
Aww.
driveway because we've had a lot of snow, and like he came over and was helping me get the end of the driveway. And I'm like, there is no reason for him to be helpful to me other than that we are neighbors. And that was like super nice of him. He helped a couple times with that. So I went and I bought him
Yeah.
a I was I asked him, I was like,
Yay.
what keeps you warm in the winter then? And he's like, oh, I like Windsor. So I went and I bought him a bottle of Windsor and some cupcakes at the store and brought them to him and his wife.
Aww.
And they invited me in, and I had a really lovely conversation with them for like 20 minutes. And, you know, just again, there's no
That
reason other than that he's my neighbor for him to be nice to me like that and be helpful. And he was. And I went and I brought him some Windsor and cupcakes because that was super nice of him to do that. And those things make me happy when people
Yeah.
are nice and helpful for no reason.
Well, and the other
Because
thing is, like,
there's no reason.
take care of your elders. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
they put a lot of their time and effort into you, and people can say
And
all
he
the
was,
time,
you know, he's
well,
been helping clear in other people's driveways and stuff too in the neighborhood. And it's like,
here's a token of appreciation for you.
yes, like he
Just
does
know
that.
you
You don't have
are
to do that.
loved.
Right. Yes, you are loved, and I so appreciate you for doing those things and going out of your way to be helpful.
Exactly. And it's
Those things
important to
make me
say that.
happy.
It's important to show that. And that is Windsor for him.
There, well, it is. Here you go. I was like, to make sure you're staying warm in the wintertime, have yourself a beverage, feel warm and toasty, and be nice and cozy. And thank you for helping me
Exactly.
with my driveway because, again, single gal doing this shit all
Exactly.
by myself gets to be a lot.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Dave.
Right?
Thank
So,
you,
look, see, that's what we need. Send it. That's what we want. We got to set up a Gmail, right? SageTheIntern@gmail.com.
Dave.
Please send us happy stories that we can read. That's what I want. Like, let's get listeners that will tell us
Happy.
about the happy, wonderful things of like random acts of kindness and wonderful stuff like
Yeah.
that. The things in this world that we have to look at that are good, happy things. Can we please be Sage the Intern? We can be the happy news. Like, you know,
Every fourth podcast will read out a happy story for you.
I mean, if they send them in, we can have a whole segment every time. Just like, here's a
That's
couple.
true.
Here, send us in a lot of them so that we can. Here's happy things. Segment of happy things.
Here's segment of happy things at the very end.
Sage the Intern. Yes, we always want to end on happy things.
Happy things.
So we're at our nice little leveled out happiness quotient. We
Yep.
appreciate having nice neighbors. It's good to have nice neighbors.
Yep. We
Yes.
appreciate everything. Life is good.
Life
Life is
is
happy.
good. Life is happy. We appreciate all the listeners.
Thank you so very much for
Thank you for
listening
listening. Yes.
to us
So
just yap at each other.
yes, just yap at each other about anything that, you know what, whatever. We'll get it's
We'll get
episode two.
spiritual
It's
next time.
episode two, and next time we're going to talk about dreams and be really freaky and weird. So stick around and be
Dreams,
excited about
dreams,
it.
dreams, dreams, dreams.
Oh no, yes, for 100%. Oh my God,
Make sure
how
you're writing your dreams down.
I know I'm going to start journaling my dreams and be like, oh my God, I could totally thought like wouldn't
Also,
I.
send your dreams in. Send your happy stories and dreams in.
Oh
Oops.
no, yes, please do send your dreams in. Oh my God, if we could do dream analysis for people who are sending me, I would love that.
We would lose our marbles.
We would lose our marbles. I would have the best time analyzing people's dreams. I would love that. This is something like if we can figure out Twitch live stream, that would be a great like Twitch live stream thing to do. Like, we're gonna analyze your dreams.
So fun.
Come in and tell us about your dreams and we will tell you what we think about it.
And here's what's going on. Hey guys, just letting you know that a cabinet full of butter means good things.
That's right. You had a cabinet full of butter. It means prosperity on the way. I love it. You know, that is how I am going to choose to view it. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, then thanks all for listening to episode number 2. So this is Haley.
And this is Sage the Intern.
And we're
going to do a funny song every time.
I love it. We'll come up with something.
And we're clocking out.
Later.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.